My name is Brody Craney. I'm a diamond level consultant in NECAN. A 30-plus year multi-billion dollar global corporation out of Japan that specializes in health and wellness technologies. Tonight's call is dedicated towards a technology that the company has released that is taking our country and business by storm. We're seeing some tremendous results, some tremendous benefits, some tremendous growth in our businesses because of it. My own business, as we begin to focus on this, we've increased sponsorship some fourfold just here in the last month as we've begun to discover the amazing results that this technology is providing. We have a special guest speaker for tonight that will be facilitating most of the call. We have some wonderful testimonials, and most of all, I really want to welcome everyone who's taken the time to be on tonight's call. We have many people who are hearing about this technology for the first time, and once again, I want to let you know that we are focusing most of this evening's call on Osteodents, which is just one of a myriad of technologies that the company has created that altogether we call the conglomerate a wellness home. And we have the opportunity because of there's just been a study released in January that puts this technology, Osteodents, on a pedestal that is unlike anything that we've ever seen. And to explain and clarify all of that tonight, I'm going to introduce our host, who will interview a few people who have had some experiences with our technologies and explain to us just exactly what we have on our hands. As we're getting ready for that, if you are near a computer, you will want to turn into a website and be able to follow along a presentation that Jim Dragon has made it so you can listen and watch tonight. If you go to www.jimdragon.com, JIMDRAGON.com, he will then direct you later on as to where you can go to watch what we're going to learn about tonight. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Jim. He is a very well-respected man in the medical world. He was a pharmaceutical rep. He is also very respected in the NECAN community, a man of high integrity, honor, and just very precise and clear in what he is being able to share. In fact, I know that just the last couple of weeks, Jim has even been able to present this information to a whole panel of folks at Indiana University that are studying in medicine, and we're excited to hear what's going on in his field. So without further ado, Jim, I'll turn the time over to you. I know we've got 3 to 4 folks who are anxious to share their testimonial on the speaker line tonight, and if you want to open the line, I can do that, and we can get everyone able to ask questions if that's appropriate for you as well. So, Jim Dragon.
Hey, thank you very much, Brody. I'm honored to have you be on this Team Utah call and national call, and thanks to Dave Johnson for opening up the nation to this call as well. My life as a pharmaceutical rep was 20 years, and I was at the IU Medical Center, and I ended up taking 2.5 years of medical school classes myself in pharmacology and biology and anatomy and biochemistry and things like that. And burned out of being a pharmaceutical rep, and it was fortunately I got a call about this wonderful company, Japan's leading healthcare company, NECAN. And I found out they'd done $9 billion in Japan at that time and that they were making millionaires in every country they went into, and I was looking for a change in my life. And NECAN fit perfect for me. And I rode the wave of growth in NECAN, and then today, we have a new wave of growth, and that is in the area of this major research in bio-replenishment. And tonight, what I want to do is really scientifically look at this. I want people to understand more deeply what we really have our hands on and how powerful it really is and why NECAN is destined to be much bigger of a company than what it is now. And there's probably no better way to do this than to began with some people that their lives have been changed by this technology. Lori, are you on the line right now?
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay. Folks, this is Lori Ferroni. Now, Lori is a friend of mine, and she was actually in my Sunday school class. I teach Sunday school class at Kingsway Christian Church. And one day I walked out of class, and Lori was walking there with me, and I said, "Lori, do you know what I do for a living?" And she said, "No, I don't. You've been my Sunday school teacher for over a year, and I don't know what you do for a living." And I said, "Well, I'm affiliated with Japan's leading healthcare company, and I'm introducing ways for people to get their health back where they think it's hopeless." And she said, "Oh, my goodness, do you know what I suffer from?" And Lori, why don't you take it from there?
Okay. Actually, what he didn't say was, I was thinking, don't talk to me. I just want to get in the car and go home. My life was pretty rough. I didn't tell a lot of people. Not many people knew that I lived in bed. I suffered from fibromyalgia. They told me I was pre-lupus. I had irritable bowel syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, sleep apnea. I was pre-diabetic. I had acid reflux, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and depression, along with the many other things. Those are just the major ones. I was on 14 different medications, and the doctors, I pretty much saw them every month, and they would up my medication, and something new would come from it, a new problem, one more thing to deal with. And they pretty much said there was nothing that they could do for me other than continue to up it or put me on stronger drugs. And there really wasn't anything that they could do. I lived my life in bed. I have four kids, and at that point I had retired from the airlines, and because I really couldn't manage my day anymore. And I spent most of my time in bed other than when I got them off to school in the morning. I'd go back to bed, and I'd get up in the afternoon and get them off the bus and put dinner on the table and then go back to bed again. So when Jim came to me and said, "Do you know what I do?" At that point, I had no hope at all. They basically said that there's nothing that we can do for you. And I felt like at 43 years old, I was dying from the inside out and that I would probably be dead by 50. I listened to what he had to say. And for whatever reason, God showed me the hope that Nikan has. And I bought a wellness home. I saw the benefit in everything, and I figured at that point I had nothing to lose and everything to gain if what he said really was true. And so I got a wellness home. I got everything for everybody. I started taking the nutritional, a lot of the nutritionals, and then I did notice within a few weeks that my life started to change. The nutritionals and the water, everything, I really believe that it's the whole wellness home was what helped me. But different things made different. It was like little pieces of the puzzle. And the lactoferrin made a huge, huge difference in my life because of the irritable bowel syndrome. I could never really be far away from a bathroom. So I suffered with that my whole entire life. I was either backed up or running like a water faucet. And so that has got me on the right track, and I'm normal, which is amazing. And the osteodense, for those of you who suffer from fibromyalgia, that was the final piece of the pain, the final piece of the puzzle that got rid of all of my pain. And I have been off of every single medication that I was on, everything, and I was on some of the strongest drugs out there. I'm off of everything, and I have a life now, and I live, and I'm back at work full-time 6 days a week, and I can be with my kids, and Nikan has given me life like I've never known, and I feel like I'm 20 years younger. I don't feel like I'm dying anymore, and I am living, and I cannot thank Jim enough for caring enough to talk to me about Nikan.
Lori, thank you, and the whole nation thanks you. There's hope for the hopeless, and we stand in the gap between hopelessness and hope, and we need to do a better job, and this call is about us doing a better job than what we have been doing. Brody, who else do we have lined up?
Well, it depends if you're able to make it on. We've got a lot of lines full right now. There may be, let's see, Darlene Craney, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now.
Okay. I am here.
Go ahead and share your experience with OsteoDance.
Okay. My experience started when OsteoDance first came out, which I had had a DEXA scan back in June of 07 and found myself in the osteopenia level. And so when the OsteoDance came out in October of that year, and I got on it just as soon as I got it in my possession, and took it for about 5 months, couldn't stand it anymore. I had to make an appointment for another DEXA scan, and my second one then, my comparison was that I had some definite improvement in the hip area, which managed to make a huge difference there, even in the most difficult area where they say it's very difficult to see any improvements. I had improvements there. In my spinal area, from the L2 to L4, I had an average of a 6.1% increase. And that ranged from a 10.3% in the L2 area and a 3.8% in the L3 and a 4.7% increase in the L4. And it took me definitely out of the osteopenia category. And so that as far as what showed up on my DEXA scan, but I found myself feeling not hurting as much, and I had a lot of the same problems that your previous person was talking about years ago, and they still have their residuals from time to time, and the OsteoDance just really made a huge difference for me.
Outstanding. Thank you so much for sharing, and I believe we may have Nathan Tuller or Peggy Goodman on.
Yes, this is Peggy Goodman, Brody, from Rupert, Idaho.
Excellent. Take her away.
Oh, yes, I'm a physical therapist in southern Idaho, and I have been really impressed as a physical therapist when OsteoDance came out. I had a patient that, she had been on Fosamax ever since she was diagnosed with osteopenia several years ago, and every time she would do a DEXA scan, her results kept getting worse, and this was still from, even though she was still on a, pharmaceutical product. And so she got very concerned because also at the time when I got to see her, she had been diagnosed with, significant osteoporosis. It had continued to progress and get worse to the point where she was very, very concerned. And the other problem was having that severe of osteoporosis made her achy from head to toe, literally her entire spine, her entire neck, back, was just miserable in terms of discomfort and chronic pain. So she was willing to do the OsteoDance and our knee can calcium, and literally within 6 months when we had her scans redone, it was amazing. It had reversed from the osteoporosis, not just the osteopenia, but within normal bone range. And I'm here to tell you, as a physical therapist, we just don't see that. There is nothing in the medical world that can do that for patients. And also, one of our chiropractors also had the same experiences with his osteoporosis patients. To see that much improvement in a six-month period of time is really nothing short of miraculous in our eyes. But patients who have also told us that they has improved their digestion. We had one fellow that had diabetes that could tell such a huge difference in his digestion by, doing the OsteoDance and our knee can calcium. And then also patients improved just sleeping so much better with taking the product. So I have just been truly impressed on what it does for, people feeling better with their joints, their arthritis, their digestion, their sleep, because those are huge things.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I mean, those are some amazing things there that you're sharing. Nathan Tuller, do you happen to be there?
I'm here.
Fabulous. Would you share what your experiences you've seen?
I guess you could say one of the Gen Xers, very active, didn't have any major issues. One thing for myself is I'm actually getting ready for my first triathlon this year. And from the years of playing sports, my knees have always been a little sore, no arthritis or things like that. The OsteoDance in the training, whether I get sore, I don't get that anymore. But one thing I did want to share, we had a gal in our organization that had one of her sons. It's a major competitor in things like snowmobiling and motorcycle. I mean, he's a major professional, and he was actually at the sand dunes here in north of us in Idaho, and ended up uh, mis- calculating a pretty significant jump over the dunes and ended up letting go of his bike about 50 feet up in the air and came down, broke both his legs below his knees. And they thought he was going to be dead, but he survived, you know that. But the ambulance came out and got him, and they put him back together and cast and everything. His mom immediately got him on osteodense, and I can't remember the time frame they gave him, but, you know, it was a significant amount of time. But he was actually better in half the time that the doctors had given him, and is back on his feet, bones back to normal, everything's super good. They couldn't believe how fast he'd recovered from that, and that's one of the significant things he had done is, and really the main things, not even counting anything wellness home-wise, but that's what the osteodents had done for him.
Outstanding. Thank you so much for jumping on the call.
Okay, well, thank you for everyone to give the testimonies. What I want everybody to do is turn on their internet, go to jimdragon.com, and when you do, you'll see the resource section. And when you click on resources, you're going to see where it says number third one down is Fountain of Youth and Replenishment. And that's the slide presentation we'll be doing today. My website is for the world to use, and these PowerPoints are for you guys to use at any time. And you can download them to your desktop if you want to.
And for those that are just listening tonight, do not have internet access, you'll still be able to gain a tremendous amount just through listening to this, about the information here.
Oh, yes. You can follow along just by listening. But, of course, it's nice to be able to see while we're talking. So the first slide here says what nature does naturally, and that's really the name of this presentation. This is not about medicine. This is nor about curing people. This is about wisdom. Being wise enough to look at creation for directions concerning your health. We have a government and we have an FDA, and they are designed to help protect us from charlatans. This presentation is not about saying that something cures you, we're not diagnosing anything. That's not our intent here. What our intent is to look at nature, to look at what science has accumulated so far, to understand why we want to take this milk supplement. Let's go to the next slide. You can push your downward arrow on your keypad if you want. It says right here, NECAN forms a research partnership with the University of California at Irvine. And you see this white wall, NECAN Imaging Center, the University of California UCI Medical Center. This campus is about 5 miles away from NECAN's campus, and they came to NECAN and asked for money for their imaging center, and NECAN gave them $2 million. But the point is that there's a collaborative work going on. One of the leaders at NECAN has a plaque on their wall, and the plaque says, "None of us are as smart as all of us." And it really helps me as a former pharmaceutical rep to know that NECAN is not ignoring modern medicine, but we're working with them. Let's go to the next slide. N-Terminus is another organization we work with. That's headed up by Dr. Nirene Naidu, one of the greatest researchers in the world. And in the website, they have this theory. And the theory is, the idea is to determine the key to the aging process. N-Terminus has focused on this concept and found the key. The key to unlock the genetic door that stands in the way of the fountain of youth. That's been a fundamental precept to the N-Terminus principle. Folks, if you haven't read this website, it's worth your time. For anyone who's scientifically oriented, this is worth it. If you want to know the patents, they're all there. The patents that pertain to the future are there as well. So let's go to the next slide. Milk is our first food. It contains a protein called lactoferrin that is a basic building block of life. Here's the formula of lactoferrin. On one end of lactoferrin is a C-terminus. On the other end is called an N-terminus. And that's where the website N-terminus comes from. It's a very complicated protein. It does a lot for the body. It's a multifunctional protein. Let's go on. The next slide shows bioreplenishment of lactoferrin, the youth protein. when your age, if you look at the legend here, the green is aging, the blue is lactoferrin. When you're 20, your production of lactoferrin from your own bone marrow is very high. It's like 100% of your maximum capability. And at that age, your bones are excellent, your cartilage is excellent, your athletic skills are excellent, everything is excellent. You're young and you're vibrant, everything's wonderful. But if you're 50, your production of lactoferrin goes way down. You're no longer in that time of reproducing children, and lactoferrin is just not there. Your bone's not putting it out. But by taking one capsule of our lactoferrin replenishment, even at the age of 70, you're able to get back close to the amount you were producing at the age of 20. You're replenishing the loss by adding a capsule of our product. That's what the word replenishment means. We're replenishing a biological element that we're currently making in our bone. And this is why we have no side effects with this product, because this is the same thing you're currently making in your body. It's just that you really need more of it. Next slide. In reading the papers on this, I was overwhelmed by the constant referral to a phrase called differentiation. Most people don't know what that means, but let me explain. Everybody has adult stem cells in their body. You've heard the phrase adult stem cells on TV a lot lately. This is what nature does naturally. Stem cells are what they call multipotent cells. They can be anything that they're told to be. They can differentiate into a variety of cell types, such as osteoblasts, which are for bones, chondrocytes, which are cartilage, myocytes, which are for muscle, adipocytes, which is fat cells, or beta pancreatic islet cells. Very exciting work has been done in endocrinology, very important paper here that gives us the clue to what's really going on in nature. And again, this is just naturally what occurs. Let's go to the next slide. Lactoferrin bioreplenishment research. Don't let this slide confuse you. What this is saying is this, that lactoferrin goes into the body. It checks out every cell system. It looks at cells, and it analyzes whether the cells are healthy, whether there are actually enough of the kind of cell that should be there. For example, the lactoferrin goes into the bone, and it looks around and sees, do we have enough osteoblasts? Do we have enough bone cells here? And if the answer is no, then the lactoferrin, according to the literature in endocrinology, lactoferrin gives this information to the gastrula or to this stem cell, and it tells it what to be. It tells it, we need more bone cells over here, or we need more gut cells over here. The lining of the gut's wrong. Let's fix it. So the lactoferrin, one of its jobs is to give information to the adult stem cell. And then the stem cell knows what it's supposed to turn into. This is the exciting world that Dr. Naidu lives in, is figuring all this out and developing specific lactoferrin compounds to deal with different systems in the body. Let's go to the next slide. The first replenishment product that came on the market was lactoferrin gold. And it was designed to bring youth to your GI tract. The GI tract has got a lot of problems in America, and you can see the whole list of problems that are there. The FDA has certified lactoferrin gold as GRAS, which means it's generally recognized as safe. Of course it's generally recognized as safe because it's made in your body, and you just need more of it. And the supplementation of it is just a breath of fresh air for the body. And what we found with lactoferrin is absolutely amazing turnarounds in horrible problems that have to do with the GI tract. I'm thrilled with what I've seen with some friends who were struggling with in and out of four hospitals, back from the major clinics, and struggling with some of these conditions you see listed here, like Crohn's disease, and they were just horrible. And it turned around. Within a month and a half to 4 months, the whole picture changed by the consumption of lactoferrin gold. Let's go to the next slide. This is how bones look. If you look at the science of a bone, you've got the blood vessels feeding into the spongy bone, and then you've got these little green cells down at the bottom. They're called osteoclasts, and they have an abrasive nature to them, like sandpaper, and they eat away through the old bone. But right behind them comes these blue cells called the osteoblasts, and they're laying down new bone. They're making new bone. So the way God designed us is that we don't have old brittle bone that stays around very long. We're constantly seeing the old bone go away and a new layer of strong bone come in behind it. If you're 20, this process is going on with no problem. But as you age, you're running into problem with imbalances here. And as you have less lactoferrin on board, that's where the problem comes from. Let's go to the next slide. I found this in this next slide is called Lactoferrin, a Novel Bone Growth Factor. And I found this slide by simply going to Google and typing in the word lactoferrin plus bone. And I found this article, a novel bone growth factor. And inside the article, it's a big article, is this picture. And it's a wow picture, because what you have here is before, you have an old mouse here, this is a mouse bone, and you see real thin bone. The green line on the edge is the old weak bone. And you see that bone is fragile, it'll break easy. In the middle you see yellow bone marrow. And if you read about bone marrow, one of the interesting things about age is that your bone marrow, which is usually red, will turn yellow with age and not as productive. And, of course, about 20% of your immune system comes from your bone marrow, making your white blood cells, your healthy blood products. So here's the old picture. Now, what they did in this picture was they injected lactoferrin around the leg bone of this mouse. And 13 days later, notice the new bone growth between the two green lines, and also notice the new bone marrow development. See the red color in the red center? This shows a dramatic picture, 2 weeks, of taking old and turning it into young, developing youth in a model. This was the preliminary research, again, that led up to the release of our Osteodent product. Let's go to the next slide. Now, the paper that we were talking about came out in Osteoporosis International, February 27th of 09. And what it says is that the use of the enriched lactoferrin capsules in women who are postmenopausal women, these are human women, it reduced the green cell activity by 15%. Or the total osteoclast activity reduced by 15%. And that's great, because that means you're saving existing bone. This is the effect that the pharmaceutical companies want to accomplish with their drugs. And that's the only approach they take, is to slow down the green cells, the osteoclasts. Unfortunately, the studies are very clear in their own package inserts that they're also reducing the blue cells 50%, the actual activity of the osteoblast. But first step is to realize that the osteodents, in this case the ladies were taking 2 capsules a day of the osteodents, and had a great result at slowing down bone loss. Go to the next slide. Now, the paper also pointed out the osteoblast activity was increased by 43%. Now you're making new bone. This has never, ever been shown before. Something that will consistently cause 2 things to happen, slowing down the loss of old bone at the same time causing growth of new bone. the control group here are ladies that were only taking calcium. They were asked to exercise three times a week, and you see they still are not making much bone, new bone. Their osteoblast activity is not very strong. But you see within 15 days here, the taking of the two capsules of the enriched lactoferrin supplement caused a growth of activity, tremendous growth of bone activity. So this natural regulator, lactoferrin, is sensing what needs to have happen, and it slows down the green, increases the blue, and the whole picture begins to turn around dramatically for people. Let's go to the next slide. Next slide is white, and what this slide will be in the future, it will be a just testimony slide with people giving their testimonies, and we've already done that, so let's move on. The biphosphonates are the pharmaceuticals, and they have been very heavily studied, and I have to commend them for it. They've been really heavily studied. The FDA has interesting things to say in the package insert. One thing that the ladies need to know on the call is that if you're currently taking a biphosphonate drug, like one that Sally Fields advertises on TV, if you are taking it, you are actually encouraged by the FDA to read the package insert every time you get it refilled. That's a fascinating thing. I've never heard that before. But you're asked to read it completely each time you get your refill done because of the vast amount of information and the change going on with the information with this. The FDA is highlighting the possibility of severe and sometimes incapacitating bone, joint, and muscle pain in patients taking biphosphonates. And osteonecrosis of the jaw has been reported since 2003. Let's go to the next slide. Currently, there are 1,000 lawsuits existing for osteonecrosis of the jawbone. It's actually 4,000 cases reported so far. And what the word osteonecrosis means is bone death. The Kansas City Star has a very interesting article about it. It's a large article, and I just took a section of the article out. Let's read it together. After Geneva Grimpo fell and broke her hand and arm, the doctors put the tiny, fragile-looking woman on drugs to strengthen her bones. 3 years into her drug therapy, trouble began. Her lower jawbone poked out through sores on the left side of her mouth, where her gums had decayed. The visible bone was dead, and she used her fingers to fish out tiny bits as they broke off. "Now my right jaw hurts," says Grandpa, age 85. X-rays show that bone is dying too. Now, of course, this doesn't happen for everybody. The package insert, as of March of 2007, the information that the companies have is that less than 2.5 people have this occur out of 100,000 patient treatment years. For example, out of 25,000 patients taking this for 4 years, you'll have up to 2.5 women have this problem. Now, what is really gripping about this problem is that the oral surgeons do not know what to do. In the article, Kansas City Star article, the oral surgeons are saying, we've never been trained to deal with something like death of the bone. We don't know how to make it come back to life. So that's what we're faced with.
Jim, this is Brody again, and I was just speaking with my dentist this past week, and he says that those stats, maybe just some preliminary stats, because what he's finding in his own practice seems to be a much higher rate of the occurrence than what those statistics indicate. And he says, I have no idea what to do. He says, I just tell the patients, I'm sorry, I can't deal with this. Try to go find somebody who can. And
another thing, if you read the package insert, and I know most of you don't, and I know I'm a geek on stuff like this, okay, because I'm trained to do it. The half-life of a drug is how long half of the drug stays in your body. The half-life of the biphosphonates is over 10 years. So it is not one of those things that you quit and you think, well, that's out of my system. It just doesn't want to leave your system. So when you have the option of doing something natural. That's a bio-replenishment. It's all in your favor. Our study completed 6 months, and there was no side effects in the study. Of course there was no side effects, because it's a natural compound. The next slide is a picture about collagen and how collagen and bone are formed in the body. When you have collagen, the body will take the calcium that you eat and it will add things to it. It'll add some hormones to it. It'll add some boron, some strontium, trace minerals. It'll form a crystal called apatite, hydroxyapatite crystals. And that's what connects to the collagen. That's how bone is laid down. The final calcium crystal that attaches to the bone is in calcium plus. This again shows the advanced nature of NECAN as a company. And often they don't brag about what they do, but you just take a look at this picture and you realize you take NECAN's calcium plus, and this product goes into your stomach, is trapped by the vitamin D. Vitamin D pulls it through the cell wall of your abdomen, puts it in the bloodstream. The bloodstream takes it right to the bone, and it immediately is available to go to bone. It doesn't need to be metabolized. So if you're in a hurry to get your bone density back, take calcium plus. It's far more efficient for the body's system. If you happen to be deficient in some of these hormones, or deficient in boron, or deficient in strontium, trace minerals yourself, you may have a hard time actually making the proper crystal hydroxyapatite. So to have it as a final product, to me, I just don't even want to consider another product. Yet I was on a marketing team years ago as a pharmaceutical company that launched Caltrate 600, the number one selling calcium in America. It doesn't even hold a candle to what NECAN has in calcium plus. Let's go to the next slide. This is your partner, NECAN. This company is destined to be by far and away multiple times bigger than any home-based business ever dreamed of being. Their mission is to inspire individuals to discover a whole new way of life and to provide them the opportunity to live it by changing their lives through improved health and financial well-being. And I circled changing their lives. The key to the passion I have for NECAN is that for 14 years I've changed lives. Today we're changing lives on this call. This PowerPoint hopefully will change more lives. Let's go to the next slide. This is an example of one of my bonus checks from the past and how this works as a business. When NECAN leaders develop, they usually have 20 people in their group. They all order the wellness products each month for themselves and their customers. When a leader develops 3 leaders, they can qualify for the auto home bonus, which reimburses this leader for a new car and part of or all of their home mortgage. If you look at this slide in the upper yellow section, you'll see the number 7. Those are people who Dorinda and I have sponsored, and they have become leaders, and they will have an average of 20 people in their group. Those people are ordering products for themselves and their family and their friends. And on the far right-hand side is a total number of points or dollars of orders, $16,800 of orders that those roughly 140 people ordered that month. Below the 7 is 55, and those are 55 leaders that the 7 have brought on with teamwork. And each of them will have an average of 20 people in their group. And across the line, you see almost $85,000 in orders. Below that, 23 leaders. 129,000, 30 liters, 93,000, 22 liters, 136,000, 10 liters, 37,000, with $500,000 of business in a month. What the company does, the computer watches that, the computer pays you 6% of all these liters and all this group, and the net comes down to $27,700 of total converted earnings, with $1,844 added in the bonus category for the car and for the home mortgage. What a life. What an opportunity. A company that allows you to beat the economic system. You can really beat the system with this company. What I mean by beating the system is this rich Japanese healthcare company will pay you money. They will pay for your car. And they'll pay the mortgage on your home if you reach out with your heart and educate the public about this and let them know about this opportunity. Give people a full chance to make a full informed decision on this. This slide could help you explain that to people. Let's go to the next slide. This is my wife, Dorinda, and I, and this is our first Nikken car. It was a Jaguar XJ6 and a new RV that we got. After we became gold distributors, we took a 30-day trip across America with our family, and our kids were able to see all the highlights of the West, all on a 31-day trip, and it was an amazing, memorable experience. But what was really neat about it was that on the trip, our business got bigger because of the excitement with this business. And one of the great things about network marketing is excitement. When you have a product line, it really changes people's lives. Your heart gets bigger, and it's easy to tell people about it. And that's what we've done. Let's go to the next slide. Folks, this is your beginning. This is the beginning of your success. This company, Nikken, is expected to do $32 billion a year in business. We're right now doing about one in the world, $1 billion. But we're rapidly going to go to $32 billion. It's because of calls like this tonight. It's because of research like this that's going on. It's because the truth is the truth, whether people know about it or not. The truth is the truth. Lactoferrin exists. You can replenish it. It can affect stem cells. That's published. That's the truth. And we've harnessed a capsule with patents to deal with these two sections, the GI tract and the skeletal system, and wait until October. Wait until you see what comes out next in this line. See what these brilliant people have for other systems in the body. If you've ever thought about really being wealthy and doing something important in your life, this is it. You have found it. I can't imagine something more important, more explosive than this company and this product line. So now what we have is an entire wellness home making up the shaft of a big spear. But the point of the spear is the bio-replenishment, the youth protein, lactoferrin, and what we have in our hands. I'm very excited to be on this call. Brody, that's what I had to say. And if you want to open up the lines.
Well, I've got a few questions for you before we do that may answer a couple others. You had just the pharmaceutical industry alone just for bone density. Can you give us an idea of the scale of the size of that and why this has the potential to be able to overcome that?
It's 6,000 million a year in business, 6,000 million, 6 billion in bone density alone. That's just the bisphosphonate drugs. That's just the bisphosphonate drugs, okay? Now, you got to remember, folks, we're in the chondrocyte market, too. We have a product to help cartilage, the bone-on-bone situation. That market is bigger than the bone density market. When you get into disc degeneration and bone-on-bone knees and that osteoarthritic situation, that's a bigger market. But even a bigger market than that is the arthritic market, the inflammation market, and, of course, the bowel inflammation market. There's estimated 30 million people, about one-tenth of our population, has irritable bowel syndrome. Lactoferrin gold itself is a huge product for that. It's a miracle for those people. It's hard to see, it's hard to calculate how big this market is. It really is. It's hard to calculate it. I'm very excited about the future.
You know, we were talking before, and I remember you talking about, and we don't want to name any names of companies at this point, but a large producer of pharmaceuticals that had about a 3,000 million So that's
now. Let me speak on that. That's right. There's the biggest company in this field, the biggest maker of biphosphonates. They currently make $3 billion a year in business, $3 billion a year in business, and they're setting aside $300 million a year for lawsuits to fight the average American person who says that they have osteonecrosis. So instead of gallantly taking their product off the market, they're setting aside a tenth of their income to fight the Americans. If you go to the websites and begin to, you know, put in biphosphonates plus jaw and begin to look at the attorney sites and all the information there, you'll really get a better idea of what's going on.
You Google that stuff and you come up with not just a couple, but tons of attorneys who are looking to fight it now. it's not just necrosis. I mean, you see people out there that are getting seizures and esophageal cancer, and there's a whole list of challenges that are coming out of it. And I just see that there's going to become a time, you know, I remember when there was drugs out there for weight loss and a whole series of things that, you know, after a couple of years it became clear that they were dangerous. And I think we're going to see a time period when this whole, when there won't be a pharmaceutical that's available for bone density, and we'll be the only game in town.
It should be that way today. If they had any, you know, if their morals were right, in my opinion, they'd pull the plug on those products today. And I don't care. I mean. We still have our job to do. I mean, we've got to educate the nurses and the doctors and the friends that we have. My main goal, even though I'm an ex-pharmaceutical guy and I spent my days talking to doctors, my main goal is to still work with Grassroots America. I mean, it's the people who come in to see me at the Wellness Center. They're struggling with their health, and they're the ones that pay the bills. They're the one that keeps the doctors in the Mercedes, and they're the ones that keep the pharmaceutical giants wealthy. But where is Nikan making their money? Nikan's making their money from transferring wealth. Right now there's billions of dollars that's going into the pharmacies, and when people catch wind that there is a safe, much more effective answer in the bio-replenishment, and they begin to use these products, then there's a transfer of how money is spent, there's a transfer of wealth. So the money's coming out of the bank of the pharmaceutical companies and into your bank. So some of you on this call, if you're a good leader, you're faced with the most amazing future. It just talk to people. Like Dave Johnson says, talk to a lot of people. It's so easy to talk to people about this matter. It's changed my life. As I simply talk to people, I just ask, you know, could I ask you a question? Do you care about bone health issues, bone density issues? Is that important to you? And it's just universally important. And having a website to send them to is great. I send them to I can send them my PowerPoint, but I can also send them a video at bonehealth.canbe4u.biz/all and let them watch a video. But it's amazing how busy we're getting right now. It's just exciting what's going on. And I offer you this PowerPoint, folks, for you to use if you like it. And we're all here to help you guys.
You know, let me bring up a couple other things that's really interesting with this technology and the timing of where we're at right now. There's a book out there called The Great Depression Ahead. It's by Harry S. Dent. He talks about how we've passed the peak production years for baby boomers, their peak spending years. He talks about what's happened with commodities bubble, stock bubble, real estate bubble, the whole gamut. And he says that what we're going to be facing here the next 12 to 14 years isn't as bad as what took place in the 1930s, but it's worse than what took place in the 1800s. And one of the things that I'm seeing happening is there's a tremendous amount of people who are, everybody's interested in what we have in terms of our technologies. You know, myself, it transformed, Nikan transformed my sleep, it transformed my respiratory system, it transformed my energy, it in many ways transformed my life. And everybody's interested in feeling better. But what I have seen take place in recent times is that there are a lot more people right now who are also interested in finding ways to shore up their financial situation. There's people who are nervous about what's happening with their job. Will their boss be able to stay in business? Will their retirement plan still be intact? I was talking with a gentleman the other day, and he had a $5,200 a month retirement that was just, they called everybody into work and said, the good news is you still have a job, but the bad news is our retirement plan is no longer in existence. And the number of people, I was out an appointment yesterday, and there was a gal, she said that she'd been applying for jobs for 5 months, and the last one she applied for, they told her there were 230 applicants. And so we have people that are looking to find ways of generating income, people who are looking to shore up their current finances. And the neat thing with this opportunity is that at some point, everybody on the planet can utilize this technology. I was talking with Dr. Naidu, and he was talking about how this helps with detoxification of heavy metals in the bones. And there's a lot of people who have been exposed to various heavy metals, whether it be aluminum or arsenic in their drinking water, all those types of things. And we all could use some cleansing, so to speak, let alone what it's doing for what you mentioned with the gastrointestinal impacts, let alone just the segment of people who are looking for help with bone density. And a lot of people think that's women, but just this last week I talked with two guys who said that, and one of them was in his mid-40s, went and took an exam, and he had the bones of a 70-year-old. And these folks don't fall and break their bones. They break their bones and then fall. 25% of them will be dead within a year when that happens. And so we're not talking about a small challenge, but a major challenge that concerns a lot of people. And we're just excited to be able to offer hope in two directions. One, with a product, and Jim, you could probably address this better than I, of what the cost of some of those pharmaceuticals are to take those, as opposed to the cost of Osteodense, which often runs half or a fourth of what the pharmaceuticals run. But in addition to that, the opportunity to pass the gift on to to others, and for that, the ability to be able to create an income that will literally create freedom in people's lives. But let's address that, the cost of the product, Jim. How do you talk about that with people?
Well, I tell them the good news is that the price is really low. First of all, you pay no price for side effects. That's the number one price.
Yeah, it's interesting talking to people who say, "Well, my medication I get with my insurance, so I don't have to pay for it." Well, are they going to pay for the funeral too? It's kind of a crazy concept. People don't realize they are paying for the side effects.
But you're never going to get away from this problem when a person's poor. Okay, this is a problem. But when a person has a few shekels in their pocket, they'll buy this product. And every single day, I sell Osteodense retail. I mean, it's $89.35 for the retail. That's $75 plus tax and shipping, $89.35. And it happens every day, one or two packages every day. People are buying it. And I do look for those people who are ambitious and they're good with people. And I just simply look at them and say, I need help. I have more opportunity than I have ability. Would you please help me with this marketing of this product? And our quiver is getting very full. There's so many people joining us. Important people are joining us. Important people from like the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis are joining us, and we're thrilled about all of that. Our future is just exciting, very electric.
Well,
should
fantastic.
We open up the lines, Brody?
Absolutely. Folks, what we're going to do now is open up the lines for questions. When I press the magic button for that, there are a lot of you on, and I need all of you, if you don't have a question, please to be ready to press *6. So we're going to have to just take a moment for that to take place. And your *6 will toggle you on or off. When you first press it, it's going to turn your line inactive, okay? And if you want to speak, you'll need to press *6 in order to make it active. We have a tremendous number of people on the call, so in order to be able to make this work, go ahead and press *6 now.
Fantastic.
Here's someone laughing in the background. If you could go ahead and mute your line as well. Several people driving that may not have muted. You can also just mute your own phone if you have a mute button. Let's go ahead and open up for our first question.
Jim, this is Gene Walker in Richmond, Utah. How do we take those products? Is it you can take it any time during the day, or is it specific?
Really, you know, just think of a baby drinking breast milk. It doesn't really matter. Just get it in your body.
Okay.
I take lactoferrin in the morning. I take osteodense at night. I take calcium plus at night. That's just how I do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Great question,
Jim,
Christine. Thank you for asking.
Hey, Jim, this is Tim from Indiana, right up the road from you in Huntington. I've seen some emails around kind of touching on the effect of lactoferrin or osteodense with diabetes. Can you go into that a little bit?
On pause.
It's really fascinating what goes on here. When you are taking osteodense, the stem cells turn into osteoblasts. And when that happens, a element called calcitonin is released into the blood. Calcitonin helps insulin work. It's somehow directly related to the diabetics. So a diabetic person who's taking the osteodense should see that they should monitor their blood sugar, and they should see they need to inject less insulin or take less medication, and it's one of those things that will help them. This is pretty easily, you know, checked out on the internet as well.
Excellent, Jim. You know, there's another article that's interesting that's happening right now. University of Columbia put out a study that was talking about research with the production of osteocalcin, which is part of a natural bone turnover process, and what it's actually doing to stimulate pancreatic cell growth and also making the body more able to respond to insulin. And they're going into deeper studies. They're not conclusive at this point, but they're indicating that healthy bones may make people less prone to what's going on with diabetes, which is really interesting there.
Like you said, you know, we have an FDA and we have rules and regulations, and we don't want to mislead people, but we do want to bring hope. And so we're not making a medical claim here, but there are papers published in endocrinology saying that lactoferrin affects stem cells and causes pancreas cells to develop. If a 15-year-old has diabetes, type 1 diabetes, and their pancreas is not making insulin, there is a hope, at least, that something miraculous could occur with taking enough of this lactoferrin. So there's at least a glimmer of hope, certainly no claim and no promise. But for those of you that you're out there listening to this, it's a brand new thought. And there is a paper coming out on this by Dr. Naidu about the use of these replenishment products and their effect on diabetics.
And there's also one coming with, just as you mentioned before, with various forms of arthritis, as well as children and obesity, and another one with HIV patients. So we have a lot to look forward this year, all just in terms of not lactoferrin as a whole, but this one specific formulation that we call osteodense. So really great things for us to look forward to.
A couple of points to everybody. What do you do for a living is a good question. Ask people, hey, do you know what I do for a living? That's a great question. It gets this thing out in the open, okay? Another thing is I need help. I have more opportunity in my business than I have ability. I need help. Would you help me? That's another powerful thing to do right now. We do need help. We got a major job to do. Question.
Hi, Brody. This is Gail Keeler. Hello.
Hi, Gail.
Hi. Jim, you mentioned a movie, a website that you send some people to. Could you say that website again?
Bone Health, one word, bonehealth.com. Can. C-A-N.
Dot what?
And the letter B.
Oh, hold on, Jim. Hold on. Mute. Go ahead one more time.
Bonehealth.can, the letter B, the number 4, the letter U, dot biz, B-I-Z, /all, A-L-L. That's a site that Steve Crowfoot set up and that I helped modify, and it's very useful to get the story across about what we have.
Folks, there's references that I've seen of health. That is a wonderful site. Dave Rolfe at D-A-V-E-R-O-L-F-E has some great information on osteodense, lactoferrin, and business plans. A wonderful series there. I know that you can send in, there's a CD-ROM that has several audios. It has a mailing that you can send out to people, both electronically as well as physically mailing. There's several research documents on it, news articles, all that type of stuff. It even has posters people can use if they're doing health fairs and things like that. And that CD-ROM, if you email ebcraney, C-R-A-N-E-Y, at AOL.com, and just in the subject write CD-ROM, you can also get some great resource material there. So those are the three sites that we're seeing some great resource material at. And Jim.
I just had one other thing to share for you gentlemen, that on a CD that actually Jeff and Blaricum did with Dr. Nadeau, that he said the best thing to do with lactoferrin is you can take that with or without food, but with osteodense and calcium, that both of those should be taken with food. And his recommendation was if you're taking one osteodense, take it at dinner and the calcium. If you're taking two osteodense and possibly to take one at lunch and one at dinner.
Thanks. Excellent. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Any more questions for the evening?
Detoxing and heavy metals. Which product was best for that, the lactoferrin or the osteodense?
Again, no specific medical claim on that particular one, but in talking with Dr. Nadeau, he said some of his research was indicating that the osteodense was doing a tremendous amount for helping with heavy metals in the bone.
You got to remember, folks, lactoferrin is a transfer mechanism for metals. It'll absorb metals and carry them, and it's really genius. It's another creation thing. Lactoferrin will steal iron, for example, from E. coli in your gut. It'll kill the E. coli by taking the iron out of it, but then it'll take the iron and transfer it to the red blood cells. And in the issue of metals in your body, like mercury and things, the lactoferrin will transfer that mercury to the fecal, and it will take it right out to the fecal mass. It's genius stuff.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, please.
I know Europe is using a product called, I think it's Calodense. Do you know when that might be available in the U.S.? It's a Nadeau product.
We're expecting it imminently.
Okay. So within a short month or two, you think?
We don't have a timeline on that as yet, but they're working on it.
Oh, good.
Because I was told that as soon as the Calcium Plus runs out of inventory, that there's going to be that switch. But it may be something like a rhythm of the business meeting that it'll be launched at.
Uh-huh, okay.
One month.
So, one's May.
Mm-hmm. I have a question,
Dave.
Hi, Jim. This is Didas Elias from Ohio. I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
I would like you to please comment on the combination. I noticed that there is a glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate together in the osteodense.
Thank
you
for that.
On the action of those two, because in our joint for our arthritis, they eliminate chondroitin and acetylmalicylate. So how does this function in this situation?
You know, thank you for bringing that up. Part of the sinoportin technology is that the osteodense lactoferrin is a natural carrier carrier molecule, and it will attach to the glucosamine and chondroitin. If you envision a car and a trunk, and you envision taking the chondroitin, 100 milligram, and the glucosamine, 100 milligram, and putting it in the trunk of the lactoferrin car, and then the lactoferrin car drives right to your synovial fluid and dumps this stuff there. That's what's going on with sinoportin technology, is a targeted delivery system. We don't have to take 1 or 2 grams of glucosamine now. We just need to take 100 milligram, and it goes right to the joint and starts building collagen. So it's another one of the Dr. Naidoo brilliant things, is to find that he can get, and that's explained clearly in the paper, Osteoporosis International paper, about our product. It's clearly delineated in there. Another thing that they bring out is that half of osteodense is angiogenin. Angiogenin is an RNA enzyme 4 and 5 that actually rebuilds blood vessels in the body. This is found commonly in breast milk. And as a baby needs new blood vessels to grow in its body, the angiogenin will build new blood vessels as needed in the body. So if your bone is really depleted of density, it's going to need new growth of blood vessels, and the angiogenin is going to cause that to happen. So it'll deliver the minerals and the calcium to the bone. So you can't just have bone cell growth without supply of blood. And so half of osteodense is for the purpose of healthy development of blood vessels. And that's causing all kind of health benefits to people. We don't talk about that, but that's part of the deal.
Well, Jim, we have reached the end of our time here. For those who are interested, I host a business development call based upon osteodense on Tuesday nights. It takes place another hour from now at 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Got some who have not gotten that call number. I'll just give it right now for those who are interested in plugging into that. The number for that call, again, 9 p.m. Tuesday nights at on Mountain Standard Time is 712-429-0690. The number again is 712-429-0690. The code for that call is 214-969-POUND. Again, that's 214-969-POUND. Again, for those who are looking for reference material, websites that are just wonderful for getting information, you can go to Dave Rolfe, that's DaveRolfe.com. bonehealth.canbeforyou.biz/all. And for those that are looking for the CD-ROM with mailers and audios and a series of PowerPoints and pictures and a whole series of information, you can email that request to ebcraney@aol.com. And Jim, any closing words for tonight?
$32 billion, folks. Wake up. It's yours to take.
Thank you so much for being a part of this call. We really appreciate it. And to those who shared their testimonials and asked questions tonight, and all of you who took time out of your schedule to be on this call, thank you so much, and have a fantastic evening. Good night, all.
Thanks.